Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a beautiful day, partly sunny, a high 85 to 90. And tomorrow, sun and clouds, late thunderstorms, 80 to 85. Friday, cloudy, pop-up showers and thunderstorms, 80 to 85. And Saturday, sunny, less humid, mid-80s. We'll check the details on Pat's forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Stories that we're following for you. The Board of Education in Kent wants to have the school resource officer stationed in the Kent Center School and wants the selectmen to partially cover the cost of hiring a second state police trooper for town. The school board voted 4-0 on Monday evening to support the proposal, asking the selectmen to support the expenditure that's expected to be $187,000 annually. The selectmen will meet at 4 p.m. today for that special meeting. The school board wants to pay up to $150,000 and have the selectmen cover the remainder for the rest of the trooper during the summer months. The story in the Republican American. New York has spent $10 million to support care for out-of-state abortion seekers. They're spending $10 million to support 63 abortion clinics statewide in preparation for the anticipated increase in out-of-state residents seeking abortions in New York. The money part of a new $25 million pool of state funding going to New York abortion providers in response to the Supreme Court last month overturning the landmark Roe v. Wade decision, which established a constitutional right to abortion. The governor revealed the initial list of clinics getting money during a media briefing in Manhattan yesterday, citing early reports of more abortion-seeking women coming to New York from other states at banned or severely restricted abortion access. The New York Civil Liberties Union is suing the state police in that state. The Civil Liberties Union said last week it's filed a lawsuit against the New York State Police, contending the agency has improperly rejected its request for records, alleging misconduct by troopers, including those that have previously been shielded by law from public view. The legal advocacy group, an offshoot of the American Civil Liberties Union, contends the records are subject to public disclosure as a result of legislation enacted 2 years ago that repealed the 1976 statute that exempted law enforcement disciplinary records from public disclosure requirements. Quote, "Police transparency is now codified into law, and police departments can no longer argue they must be trusted by the police themselves, immune from public scrutiny," end quote, according to the supervising attorney. The documents sought by the NYCLU include records of unsubstantiated and still pending allegations against officers. A spokesman for the state police, William Duffy, said litigation is being reviewed, adding the agency has no immediate comment on it. A Massachusetts commission called yesterday for major funding and increase for rural school districts. The Special Commission on Rural School District voted to recommend at least $60 million in appropriation to rural schools to address issues with transportation, declining enrollment, and costs related to school choice and special education. The recommendation made at the Commission's final meeting would be a significant increase from the $4 million of rural school aid allocated in the General Appropriations Act for the fiscal year, which ended June 30th. State Representative Natalie Blais, co-chair for the Commission, noted, "When spread out among the 67 districts eligible to receive rural school aid, the prior funding was not nearly enough." In meetings in North Canaan at 7:30 tonight, the Board of Finance is having a meeting. By the way, in the village of Millerton, the Planning Board has their meeting tonight at 7 p.m. Canaan Railroad Days runs July 13th through the 17th. The event calendar for Canaan Railroad Days is CanaanRailroadDays.com. The carnival starts tonight and runs through Saturday. Town of Great Farrington Summer Concert Series continues tonight in the gazebo beginning at 5:30. In Sharon, the Park and Recreation Concert with Roger and Lenny tonight from 6 till 8 o'clock at Veterans Field at the Lions Pavilion. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a tapas menu, a regular menu, and also dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones starts off today at 30,981.33, the NASDAQ at 11,264.73, and the S&P 500 at 3818.80. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.